So then I was like, oh, I know a word from this from Anki. I tried to say like sanctuary, which was, I think, like seiki, but I messed it up. And I think I said the word for genital. And that's it, Seki.
Hey, what's up, Kodakata Squad? Welcome back to the podcast. This week, we talked to Landon, who we met through the Kodakata Discord. If you aren't already, make sure to join our Discord and maybe you can come on the podcast as well. In this podcast, we talk about his experience learning Japanese, especially his interest for nampa, which means to pick up girls. And we hear about his stories trying to pick up girls with his level of Japanese.
You know what else you should be trying to pick up? Actually, destroy the like button. So get to that as well as following us on Twitter. Hope you guys enjoy the podcast.
So Landon, can you give us a quick background of who you are and where you're at today?
I'm not anywhere near towards what like my goal of fluency. I really want to be able to beat the idea or get to the idea of native like fluency. To be able to reach that, I still got a long way to go. I've got like about 2 to 3 years with Japanese or so. And my first year when it came to that, I was back in my sophomore year of high school. First, like, came into Japanese with, like, you know, everyone came with, like, Japanese, like, anime or whatever. My freshman year, like, I'm like, this is cool. Like, My Hero. I don't know why. I saw that. That was cool. But I did the unforgivable. I started watching, kind of fast forward that. I got into, like, watching subbed anime. I'm like, this is cool. And I, like, heard Japanese for the first time. Like, this is actually, I don't know, pretty neat. So then fast forward until, like, that summer in between, like, my freshman year and sophomore year. That little summer right there, I decided, like, hey, you know, let's like learn some Japanese. So I did like a little bit of hiragana and then katakana. And then I tried learning both at the same time. That didn't work. So I got mad. I threw my book to the wall. I'm like, you know, I lifted my middle finger. Screw this.
That's the short background.
That's
where you are. That's where you are.
There's more. And then fast forward that summer between sophomore and then that junior year, I started to actually pick up like hiragana, katakana. I was like, you know what? Let's actually do this. And then at that same time too, I ran to Matt's videos too. Cause I like at that like sophomore time, I was trying to learn Spanish and Japanese, which didn't go well at the same time. Because I would be like doing my little like, you know, like Duolingo or, you know, whatever, like the most basic stuff. And for some reason, Spanish kept popping in my head and I kept getting like super mad because words kept going in and out. So I'm like, you know, I hate this. And then I was about to give up Japanese that sophomore year, but Matt's video miraculously came in. And I saw his video on, I think where he did like a VR chat where it was like he spoke Japanese. I'm like, this is really cool. I put on my white knight gear, you know, I decided to go through the gear journey of that. Really, honestly, the rest is kind of history, you know, really just through that sophomore and then senior year, I just started picking up just immersion more and more and more. Slowly but surely just learning those words as just went on.
So you went down the immersion rabbit hole. So where would you say your Japanese level is now? And I'm sure it's not a Spanish Japanese combination.
No. Trust me, if I had a Spanish Japanese, I think that would be a very good.
Core es las papas fritas.
Do you have any stories of trying to speak Japanese? Like maybe at school?
Yes, I have plenty. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh Lord, where do I start? Okay, not last Christmas, but the Christmas beforehand, right? I like immersion thing. My mark was like 6 months in, right? So I was like, I was convinced. I'm like, you know what? I was like, I got this, you know? Like, I'm a white dude. I'm gonna be like Shaoma. Like, I'm gonna walk up.
You're gonna shock some people out here.
I went in and I made like a little bit of a Japanese buddy. And, it, you know, he was a super nice guy. And so it was like 2 or 3 a.m. on like a Christmas night. Don't ask me why I was on 2 or 3 a.m. on VR chat Christmas. Me and the guy were like talking, you know, we're like, we're kind of doing everything. I kept tripping up on words. I kept using the same, you know, wrong thing over and over and over. So, but I remember one part he was talking about like how karaoke was like his like safe place or whatever. So then I was like, oh, I know a word from this from Anki. So I went in, I tried to say like sanctuary, which was, I think like seiki, like se and then iki, but I messed it up. And I think I said the word for genital and that's it, seiki. But the whole reaction of like, you know, like the guy full on said the chotto matte, you know, kind of thing.
Just logged off.
He didn't log. He just stopped. He just stopped right there. He was like, wait, say that again. And I said it again. He's like, wait, are you trying to say chair? I'm like, no. I said it again. I was like, bro, are you trying to like hit on me or something? I'm like, no.
This is where your nampa starts, your nampa journey.
Oh yeah, my nampa journey. Oh, you know, absolutely going hella good on everything. You know, saying the wrong words. Ugh. Absolutely beautiful. I logged off that night and after that I made a vow to myself. I was like, you know what, I gotta immerse a little bit beforehand and be a little bit better until I start saying some wrong things. Because that wouldn't be the end of it. There was more that would happen.
We must investigate.
I had this chick at my school, right? Her parents were Japanese and she grew up speaking Japanese. So I was like, you know what? Let's do a little bit of Japanese. I tried speaking with her, right? You know, I thought it'd be funny to make a joke in Japanese, but it came out so bad to the point where she just kind of looked at me and she like did the awkward kind of grin.
What was the joke?
Okay.
We need the full context, dude. Okay.
This one was actually like embarrassing stuff. This was recently, actually, like 2 weeks ago, kind of recently, right?
Okay. So this is your current ability.
current ability. So then I was like, hey, you know, I got a funny joke. What if I do this Jiko Shokai in Japanese? And then, hajimemashite, whatever. And then I wanted to try to put in like a joke about like ball crushing, like as my hobby. So what I thought would be a good idea, I'm like, what, you know what my hobby is? She's like, what? I'm like, you know, like Kintama Tsubushi. I was like, hey, and that right there, I'll never forget in my life that like that right there will definitely become a cornerstone of just stuff you just don't say.
I mean, I can't imagine saying that in English either.
So this is part of your Nampa journey.
But I'm secretly my journey though, as you know, trying to reach the native level, is trying to understand really. As other people would unconventionally think, you have to walk in with confidence. No, I'm figuring out all the you don't do's first. And then once you say all the like the things you can't say, then you know what kind of reaction there is. So then you create these guidelines and you're good at it's a whole method I'm working. I'm going to write a book about it too. It's going to be great.
So you're making some like Nampa Bible type of thing right
Absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely. Just the don'ts you don't say. And then I'll come up my second series, just the do's you do, and then all the success stories that'll come on.
Okay. So have there been any success stories so far?
Have there been any success stories? There actually has been one time, actually. It wasn't necessarily Nampa, but it was kind of. I ran into this one person online, right? So everyone else was like kind of speaking English. It was like, it was in Japan Shrine. Everyone was kind of there. And it was, again, late at night. I don't know if you notice this trend, but I tend to get on like VR chat late or something when I like not thinking straight, and then I'll say something. But anyways, so I get on and she was talking and like everyone was talking English. I'm like, hey, are you Japanese? She's like, yeah. So then I flip it.
Right, step one of the Nampa journey.
Right, absolutely. Do next is, you know, you gotta mess with the ability, right? Gotta be a little modest about it, you know. He'd be like, oh, you know, I'm like doing a little bit of, you know, Bankyo. She's like, oh, you know Bankyo. I'm like, I know. I know.
This guy's a premier shocker out here. She's a professional.
Absolutely. And then I asked her, I'm like, hey, I don't want to shock you or anything, but you know the, like, you know, a shocker. You know a pitch accent? She's like, pitch accent. I'm like, hey, Bankyo, you know, does it go like this or that? She's like, oh, it goes like this. I'm like, I know that or something. Anyways, but my proudest moment, though, is when we enter the conversation about traps. Now, there was a method behind this, right? So we were talking about otokonoko, right? And the coal from Musume. And I'm like, oh, hey, do you like otokonoko? And she was like, you know what that means? I'm like, yeah, you know, coal from Musume. She's like, oh my gosh, you're me. I'm like, I know, obviously. But yeah, after that, though, I made a good friend. But I learned how to make a friend, though. But my Nampa journey, though, like I'm telling you, though, like the moment, like Shibuya nightlife, like I'm telling you, like it's gonna be crazy.
I think like a big jump right there.
Well, but like after that night, though, like, you know, like you learn the do's, man. You learn like you gotta mess with the ability and you gotta play humble on it. And then after that, you tend to, I don't know, you tend to like get better in the conversation, kind of like weasel your way into it. So
you use the power. Pitch accent and native level.
Absolutely, you know, like whatever, just one word and it just blows them away. You know, just you just got to work on one word. And it's great.
As long as you just listen to the Korekara podcast. Right.
Absolutely,
sure.
You know, then you just, you'd be like, it's basically crack. You just, I don't know, you just get, you start seeing different things.
I don't know about that, but it's definitely.
Yeah, we don't endorse.
Yeah, don't do crack. Watch Korakawa podcast. Absolutely, that's the more safer option.
So have your like premier motivations, has that been Nampa for learning Japanese, or have you had anything else?
You know, surprisingly, Nampa came later, kind of like after I interacted with, you know, anime. I was like, this is kind of cool. And then after anime, I was like, Because I saw a Japanese pickup artist one time, right? And he did it in Japan. The first time I heard Nampa, I was like, what is this? The moment Nampa kind of popped up, I don't know, I was like, hey, what if I tried this one time, like, legitimately? My goal right now, though, is like, I need to learn, like, you know, like the proper way to actually like sound good. And then after that, then I'm telling you, it's just not enough, man. I tell you, like, it's gonna be crazy, dude. Ugh.
Well, I think you don't even need to speak Japanese to Nampa.
That's true. Honestly, all you need is just like a little bit, and then like, yeah, people are like, oh, hey, that's pretty cool. Like, if you can like mess with like, I don't know, like how do you describe it? Like, if you're an intermediate level and you like, and you're used to like basic phrases or whatever, like, you know, like, how do I describe it? Like, your intermediate level basic beginner stuff is like hella easy to mess with. Then you can mess with that beginner stuff and say it in such ways that like gives you like the perception that like, I don't know, you're better than you actually are or whatever. And that tends to, I don't know, like, It's weird. But Nampa's not been my only thing, though. It'd be really cool, though, honestly, to visit there and make some friends, you know, get a chance to interact with the culture. But, you know, Nampa on the side, though, you know, like, right. that's a plus, you know, just,
sure, the okay. In the airport, if they ever come to you in the airport, like, why did you come to Japan?
Just be like, watch like NHK TV content. Like, why, yeah, like, why are you in Japan? I'm like, I'm gonna turn around, you know, do the like really awkward like what is it, like an anime where you have like the glasses with that like the sun reflecting off it, it's like obviously for Nampa or whatever. You're like, really? Oh my gosh, we've been waiting for you, whatever, here come here right now.
You get deported immediately.
Yeah, I get deported immediately.
At least you're coming in with purpose and intent. I don't know if it's the right intent, but you have purpose and intent.
Nah, but like for real though, like it's been good though, like being able to make friends and having that opportunity to like interact with different people though, like that, like that ability to kind of step into a whole different world that, I mean, just knowing English, you could completely live your whole life and not even be aware of anything with Japan. But having the opportunity to kind of step out of your comfort zone and then interact with other people is what makes it, honestly, the biggest experience you'll never forget, regardless of Nampa, of course. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I've made some of the best, like, some really good friends and some good moments that, honestly, thanks to Japanese, I can't imagine a moment in my life, really, where I can't see myself not knowing Japanese. I can't go back.
Do you think it's, like, specifically Japanese? Or would you learn any other languages, like Korean?
I know this is probably the most weird, like, answer, but, like, because of, like, anime being there just made it easier to get into. But Korean seemed cool and everything, but like knowing the amount of time that needs to go in learning Japanese and then having to go to Korean just makes it like, I don't know, it's like, I, like, you have all this motivation for Japanese and then having to go around for Korean. Maybe I'll go back and learn it, but if I was ever going to learn another language, it'd definitely be Spanish, because I definitely have something to go against that language, dude. My Spanish teacher, I have me and him got some problems. Like, I'm telling him, like, what? Cause like, dude, grammar studies, I hated that class so much. Like, you know, he's like, you know, like, okay, I don't know how to describe it, but like, you have someone who's like super nice and everything, and they like smile and like go happy. And then like one day I walk into class, he's like, okay, class A, today we're gonna be writing an essay in Spanish. I'm like, teach, we didn't talk about this. Teach, we ain't ready for this. This was not in the, you know, like in the syllabus. Like, I'm not ready for this. I went from translating everything from Google Translate. You're asking too much of me.
So you got beef with the teacher.
I absolutely, like, not just the teacher, with the language itself. I got some things I gotta settle with Spanish if I was ever gonna come back to it. But with Japanese though, honestly, it's just, it's weird. It's something that like I genuinely like. I don't know, it's just, it's hard to describe. Most people, like, because I'll give you an example. Like, I'm kind of the weird kid at school where like I'll be sitting there in my free time, like I'll be reading like a novel or whatever, and then I have like some comments like, what are you reading? Some people are like, are you reading kanjis? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing the kanjis. Like, oh, the kanjis, I can't do that. I'm like, okay. I mean, just like the quickest conversation ends there, but like that happens. It's like a weird, like, not like a flex. It's a good little like interaction sometimes though, because it kind of shows you that like learning Japanese is something that like you decide to do versus like the general like population. No one really cares about it, if that like makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't think it's a flex now, they will soon.
So they will soon, bro. The moment, man. You know, once I'm. Like, you like, I'll be like, I don't know, like the SHOT Show, you know, like up there, be like, yeah, you know, honestly, it's something fun I do in my free time though. But I really want to prove some wrong though, like whoever I talk with though, like the idea of like native level and like especially like accents or whatever, I really want to break that. Like, that's definitely the biggest thing I want to break, because I want to see that like it's possible, like for like anyone of any race, no matter your background, with any language, you can get there no matter what, kind of thing,
through Nampa.
Through Nampa, of course. Absolutely. Right.
That's the key to fluency.
Nampa is the key to fluency.
Bro, just make that the thumbnail. Just like Nampa, like, you know, like, we're selling this, like, bro, like, just like, regardless of Matt's, like, you know, like, Uproot project, I'm gonna make my own, like, how to do Nampa or whatever, you know, coming to you in 2030 or whatever.
Yeah, you know what's been really interesting is just having this entire conversation with this Japanese flag over your head. This makes it sound so much more authentic. Yeah, I really like Japanese. Yeah,
I really do. You know,
my favorite.
It's like, actually check the thing on top. Like, believe me, you know, like, look, I can enforce this too.
But Landon,
yes.
Landon, I know this has been a moment that you have been waiting for so long. As mm-hmm. an avid Korekara squad member, I know you've been writing this one down for years.
Yes.
So I'm going to go and put you on the spot here. This is something that not only we need to know, but the rest of the Korekara squad needs to know. So the lights are shining right onto you.
The world needs to hear this.
The world needs to hear this.
No pressure. Gotcha. Okay.
So the Nampa expert himself, what is it? What is your Korekara message?
You know what? The biggest thing, honestly, that I wish someone told me is take one day at a time. Honestly, it doesn't matter what, like, how bad things get or how often, like, you doubt yourself learning Japanese, you're getting better each and every single day. Even with Nampa, dude, you have that one bad experience with one girl, so there's always another fish in the sea, man. You just gotta keep going. Same thing like Japanese, there's always another one. You have it. You want that Japanese ability, you can get it. All right, that's my message for everyone.
Hey guys, thanks for making it to the end of the podcast. Comment down below if you had any experience with Nampa.
And of course, we got to go shout out our patrons, Setter Jimmy, Tracy, Faraz, Kevin, Allen, Darren, Drew, Jack, Joey, Cage, 90, Meredith, MKSX, and Polars, Suzu, Yui, and Sad Boy.